There's seldom a day that goes by that we don't see people who are judging other people. People who are using information that maybe is not completely factual. Maybe they don't have the full understanding of the information. Often when you turn on the television, as recently has occurred at times, we see people who are watching small clips of videos or small portions of videos or videos that were put out with the intent to sway a thought. And we see that those judgments are often extremely unfair because they don't bring the full side of a story. As I was thinking about what I was going to say tonight, I read this quote, "Do not judge my story by the chapter you walked in on." So often we see people who are judged by a moment in time, who are not judged by an understanding of their full body of work, their full life of work, and are not judged by the way things are for them at that moment, when we see that instances in their life have affected them. But we don't know what they are. And it makes me think about judging in general. Matthew chapter 7, verses 1 through 5 says, "Judge not that you be not judged, for with the judgment you pronounce, you will be judged. And with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. Why do you see the speck that is in your brother's eye, but not notice the log that is in your own eye? Or how can you say to your brother, 'Let me take the speck out of your eye,' when there is the log in your own eye? You hypocrite. First take the log out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to take the speck out of your brother's eye." A couple things about that passage of Scripture. Often verse 1 is used to say, don't ever think about judging me. And that's not at all what the point of this passage of Scripture is. But interestingly enough, the discussion here is, take a look at yourself first. And don't unfairly judge other people. Now, I think it's important that we understand, at least why I think, the Scripture is where it is. Because it tells us that we are not good judges. It gives us warning to not be partial in our dealings with other people. And why? Because we're imperfect. Because we're an imperfect people. And that's why, if we're not careful, we make mistakes in our treatment of other people. John 7:24 says, "Do not judge by appearances, but judge with right judgment." To be cautious of how we treat other people, to be cautious of how we deal with other people. But then I think it's important for us to understand the judge. James 4:12 says, "There is only one lawgiver and judge, he who is able to save and to destroy. But who are you to judge your neighbor?" We understand that while we are not perfect judges, while the people around us who sometimes misjudge us are imperfect judges, the greatest thing that we can know tonight is we do have a perfect judge. That one day there will be a judgment that will be perfect. That will not be from one moment in time, but will be from the full body of our work as Christians. Hebrews 9:27 says, "And just as it is appointed for man to die once, and after that comes judgment." 2 Corinthians 5:10, "For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, so that each one may receive what is due for what he has done in the body, whether good or evil." Brethren, we're promised a couple things. We're promised, number one, that one day we will stand in judgment. That after our life on this earth is over, that we will be judged. And we're promised, number two, that will not be an imperfect judgment. But it will be a judgment based upon the life that we have lived, based upon how we have followed the will of our God. Isn't it nice to know that my eternity will not be decided by someone who has bias, someone who doesn't do enough research, but to know that we will spend our eternity from the one who loves us, the one who loves us so much that he gave his life for us, and that judgment will be fair, and that the judgment will be one that is a desire that we all go to heaven, but an understanding that we have two options. Matthew 7:13-14 says, "Enter you by the narrow gate, for the gate is wide and the way is easy that leads to destruction. And those who enter by it are many. For the gate is narrow and the way is hard that leads to life. And those who find it are few." The other thing we know about judgment is, after it happens, we will have a final result. That there are two options. And while heaven is awesome to talk about and everybody wants to talk about the beauty and wonder of heaven, hell is the other option. And we have the choice to go to one or the other. When we stand in judgment, it won't be God who's making that decision for us. It will be our life that we'll have decided as we stand before the judge. We come together this evening before we go to our Bible classes and we offer up the invitation. We offer up the invitation because there will one day be judgment. There will one day be an opportunity where we will stand and we will relive the life that we have lived. Will it be one that will enter us into the straight gate? Will it be one that will enter us into heaven? We choose that. We choose that by our daily life. And so we've been given God's plan to believe, Mark 16:16, to repent of our sins, Acts 17:30, to confess, Romans 10:9-10, and to be baptized for the remission of your sins. If you've not done that, you're choosing to not be prepared for the judgment. If you have done that, maybe you've made some mistakes, maybe you've not lived the life that you should. You have the opportunity to come forward. Have the prayers of the congregation. This congregation, this family of people will love you and encourage you and help you along your path, as that's what we do for each other. That's our responsibility. If you're not ready to stand in judgment tonight, if you're not prepared for that moment, don't leave these doors. Don't let yourself go another minute without knowing that heaven is your eternal reward. If we can help you in any way, would you come as we stand and sing?
Calling, Jesus is calling today. Why should I linger? I will arise and away. They are so happy. Happy, who do their Savior obey? Why should I linger? I will arise and is waiting. Open now, stand at the door. Soon the night falleth. Close are the gates evermore. Happy, who did their Savior obey? Why should I linger? I will arise and away.
Dismissed.